holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Lord, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Is it me?
Be Holy.
All right, listen. We are talking about who is the greatest in the kingdom. I'm not talking about me, but this is a question that one of the disciples asked, or probably all of them, I don't know. It was asked, and Jesus told them, you'd be surprised about what he said, and we're going to talk about this thing here today. Let's see. God is in control of everything. He is. He's in control regardless of what you're worried about. Whatever it is that you're worried about, he's in control of it. He is in control. We read that, last week, talking about good times come from the Lord. Hard times come from the Lord. Just when they happen, just remember that they come from the Lord. You know, they don't come from other people. Good times come and bad times come. So whatever you're worried about, understand that God is in control of it. God is in control. Stop worrying. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how you're going to handle it, but you stop worrying and then God will show you how to handle it. Matter of fact, he'll be there holding your hand and leading you all the way through it while everybody else is sitting there wondering, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Oh, I never thought about this. And oh my gosh, God help me. God help me. And so God's leading you through because you have faith in him. And he had been telling you beforehand what's going to happen. And he told you that he was going to lead you through it. Stop worrying, man. People who call on God, I mean, that's good that they call on him. But don't wait till the problem shows up to call on him. Call on him long before the problem shows up. Get used to calling on him. Get used to talking to him. Tell him about everything. Especially those of you who aren't married and you really want to be with someone and you just seem like you're by yourself all the time. It seems like you're looking through a window, or you're sitting at a laundromat by yourself, or you're sitting at the kitchen table eating dinner by yourself. That's okay. Tell God everything that you're feeling. And you might think that, oh, he doesn't care about that stuff. He has other things to worry about and deal with. Not only, you know, God don't worry, but, you know, it's just a way of an expression. You know, God has a lot of other things that he's thinking about and things that he's doing, and he doesn't care about my little old life. Well, that's not true. You know, cast your cares on him for he cares for you. That's what he said. I didn't ask him to say it. He said that. He made it available for us to read. Cast your cares on him for he cares for you. Now, no matter what you're worried about, just remember, God is in total control of it. You know, the devil's not in control of it. He's not. You aren't even in control of it. You know, the devil might do things to try to manipulate it and do things to hinder or to set up a hurdle in your life or whatever. But don't do that. Don't worry. Just talk to God. And you might think, oh, that's a little thing for me to be talking to God about my day and things that happened good to me and thank you for it. You might think that that's nothing, but that's a lot of things. That's a good thing, you know, to be talking to God about your life. And nine times out of 10, he probably will show you things about your own life that you no longer have to worry about. How well your life has changed over time. You know, it is. All right. Let's go to Matthew 18. Yeah, Matthew 18, talking about who's the greatest in the kingdom. And then Jesus gives them this explanation of to the answer of what they're asking, you know. Chapter 18, verse number 1. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You would think, you know, I would say God is the greatest. You know, I wouldn't think that one of us would be the greatest. But I see how they would have this thought pattern here because they're hanging around with God. So if they're thinking they're on God's level, they're thinking that they're able to ask these questions. Who's going to be the greatest, me or John or who's going to be the greatest, you know? Well, Jesus said this, verse number 2. Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Never get into the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. Now, who asked this? His disciples asked this. And then he turns around and says, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins, disciples. You never read that before, have you? Huh? He said, I tell you the truth, unless you, disciples, turn from your sins, disciples, and become like little children and stop worrying about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom, you will never get into the kingdom. Talking to the disciples. And if he's talking to his disciples like that, I know he'll tell all of us the same thing. Until we turn away from our sins and become like little children. Little children are trusting. They trust God. Little children. They learn a lot. They trust a lot. They will fall in line. They will do what needs to be done. He said, and I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins, disciples, and become like little children, disciples, you, disciples, will never get into the kingdom of heaven. That's tough, man. And that's God talking. You know, God knows who's getting in, who's not getting in. Verse number 4. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's all of us. He says, if we become like children, we be the greatest. I don't know if we're going to be greater than him. Now, we're his children. We're his children. And so we being his children, he says we're going to be the greatest of heaven, greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Verse number 5. And if anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. So when people welcome the believers, they're welcoming God. When they welcome the believers that are like children, they're welcoming God. Remember, I told you a lot of times we need to do well and be humble or humble or whatever anybody wants to say. You get out there and you do for people. You help people, even though they might be in sin. You still help them because you were in sin once. I was in sin once. And so we needed help and still need help now. So get out there and help people. And then they'll be welcoming God as they welcome you because you're a believer. See? They'll welcome God when they welcome you. Verse number 6. But if you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned into the depths of the sea. But if you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, you cause children to fall into sin, or you cause believers to fall into sin. Yeah, that'd be better for you to go ahead and, you know, put that millstone around your neck and be drowned in the sea. That's what he said. I didn't say that. That's what he said. I want you to live. I want you to live. But we have to pay attention to what we're teaching our children. We have to make sure we're not making them fall into sin. If we make them fall into sin, God's gonna get us. If we let those children fall into sin and we teach them how to do that, God's gonna get us. Because we're the supervisors, we're the parents. We're supposed to guide these children to love God. You know, I love where I live, I love our country, but we're supposed to teach our children to love God first. So when they grow up in the country, no matter what country it is, they will bring God with them, and God will be welcomed because they are the children of God. In other words, you're helping the children of God. God helps you. Yeah. Yep. Ain't that something? That is good, good, good news. Verse number 7. What sorrow awaits the world because it tempts people to sin? Temptations are inevitable, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? You know, like the devil attempt and all that kind of stuff. But people, like I said, like I told you, they begin to act like the devil and tempt people. So you got to be careful with what you put on your social media. You really have to be careful with what you like on social media. You have to be careful on what you comment on in social media. You never know who's watching or who's reading your comment. You might be helping somebody to fall into sin. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. There's nothing guaranteed in this life. You got to be careful with what you're doing and what you're saying. He says, temptations are inevitable, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? So watch how you dress, men. Watch how you dress, women. Watch what you say, men. Watch what you say, women. Watch the fragrances you put on men and women. Watch what you're doing. So if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better to enter the eternal life with only one hand or one foot than to be thrown into the eternal fire with both of your hands and feet. So it's better to cut the sin. He's not telling you to cut your arm and your hand off, but he's making a comparison, because that's a very, very strong thing to do. To cut sin, to cut away from sin, to pull yourself away from sin is a good thing, to save your own soul, to enter with all your feet, or maybe one or two of them. Don't tempt anybody to sin.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.